It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Let's get to the Beltway Blitz. We start on the ice. The Caps are idle until they welcome the Leafs tomorrow in D.C. Mike Vogel joins us now. WashCaps.com. Vogues, how about the 8-goal explosion against the Blues? What a performance that was.
It really was. That third period was something to behold, especially because they managed to get a couple of those on the power play. And I think, you know, that could start the floodgates there. People forget that this time last year, power play was also kind of dormant, but so was the 5-on-5 scoring. This year, the biggest difference is they lead the league in 5-on-5 goals. So their power play mediocrity was sort of buried by the fact that the goals were still coming. So now if you get all of those things going at once, it just makes you wonder where they can take it from here. You know, it's only been a month ago today they played their first game of the season. They're sitting at 10-4, and I think the most impressive thing when you drill down to Saturday night's game was them being determined not to lose two games in a row. They lost the night before to Pittsburgh, and so far into the season, 14 games, they followed up each of their four losses with a win. And for me, that's the biggest thing in a league where sometimes both teams get points. It's more important than anything to not go too long without collecting them.
Yeah, folks, the second game of back-to-back, you get on the plane after kind of a sluggish loss to Pittsburgh, and they were spectacular the following night. I thought lost in all that because, like, everybody, it was an Oprah Winfrey audience game for goals. Like, they were rolling in that third period. But Logan Thompson, I thought, was spectacular in that Blues game. Give me your thoughts on him.
Yeah, that's a great point, Danny. And honestly, it's been that way all season. He hasn't given up a goal that would put the Caps behind after the first period all season. You're talking about 7 starts. The only time all season he's given up a goal that put the Caps down was he gave up the first goal in a game at New Jersey early in the season. Actually, it was on the 19th of October. They wound up winning that game 6-5 in overtime, and they trailed 1-0. And that's the only time that they've been behind with him in the net. There are a couple of games. There was a game against Philadelphia where, you know, the Flyers put on a late surge. I think they may have even tied the game. He's had that a couple of times where he's given up a tying goal, but never the one that would put his team behind. He's been just a real dig in kind of you're not going to beat me with the game on the line mentality through these first 7 games. And you know, to be fair, Charlie Lindgren's had that as well. He's only given up one goal after the, and it was just the other night against Pittsburgh. The goal in the third period is the only goal he's given up after the middle of the second period that would put the Caps behind. So they're quietly getting some really clutch goaltending in the midst of all of this this scoring that's going on in front of those guys.
Did you think at the beginning of the year that Ovi was going to break the record? And do you currently think he's going to? 10 goals, 14 games in.
I mean, someone asked me that, actually, just a few days ago, and my response was, nobody's ever made a nickel betting against this guy to do anything. I mean, you go back to last year at this time, he was mired. I think it took him 30-some games just to get to 6 goals. And I think he had 8 at mid-season. And then we saw him just put on one of those patented Ovechkin roles. And the thing that stands out to me is you go back to the 2012-13 season, which was only 48 games because of the lockout. He scored 32 goals that year, and that led the league. So he wins the Rocket Richard Trophy. That's more than a decade ago. And what he just did was scores 31 goals in 48 games. So more than a decade down the road from leading the league in goals with a, you know, pretty hot run, 32 and 48 is pretty difficult for anyone in this league. And more than a decade down the road at the age of 39, he's essentially duplicated it. You know, part of it coming toward the tail end of last season and part towards, you know, the first 14 games of this season. And, you know, kudos to his line mates as well, because the three of those guys have played so well together. 14 games in, they've been on the ice for 13 goals for and only four against. And you get that kind of production from your top line, it can really trickle down, because teams are going to have to pay some defensive attention to that unit, and that leaves some of their lesser players on the ice against the rest of your team.
Vokes, thank you as always, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, fellas. Good talking to you.
You too, buddy. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.